This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. In his European tour, President Bush is working to rebuild ties with European allies. Those ties have been tested by the U.S.-led war in Iraq and the differences over the Mideast peace process. In a speech to European leaders in Brussels today, the president called for a new era of transatlantic unity.
Our strong friendship is essential to peace and prosperity across the globe. And no temporary debate, no passing disagreement of governments, no power on earth will ever divide us.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne has been traveling with the president. And Don, the Bush administration has been trying to win over Europeans for a while now. What did the president add to that effort?
He really stressed that the U.S. and Europe have shared values and shared goals for the world, that of more democracy, more peace. And this speech kept coming back to the idea that the spread of democracy is good for free nations, that it creates stability and gives oppressed people hope and a stake in their country's future. And he described the transatlantic alliance as one that has an obligation of furthering democratic ideals. This speech, its tone, its message, again, it was all carefully designed to be part of a charm offensive, if we can call it that. We'll ultimately have to see how it all plays, but there are indications that European leaders are anxious to hear these kinds of words.
Now, of course, the members of the transatlantic alliance don't just disagree over Iraq. They've disagreed over a lot of other issues in the Middle East, which I gather the president addressed today. Among other things, he called on Syria to end its occupation of Lebanon.
Right. The language was blunt. He warned Syria about aiding terrorists in Iraq and elsewhere, and he said that Syria must end its occupation of Lebanon. Now, on the Middle East, in a larger sense, he also talked about this being the greatest opportunity and the immediate goal of the U.S.-European alliance, to really work together to establish a Palestinian state so you have two independent, peaceful countries living side by side. He says that will help the entire region, and it will be very good for the U.S. and for Europe.
We're going to go back to Brussels now, where NPR's Don Gagne has been covering the president's travel. And Don, that phrase, strong personal convictions, describing both men. Is there any sign that either of these presidents intends to do anything substantively different over the coming months and years?
Right now, there is no real indication of that. But the thing the White House would say is don't underestimate the value of personal contact and trust. The other thing that the U.S. is stressing is that it is more than ready to work with the French. Chirac has publicly talked of how necessary it is for democracy to succeed in Iraq, for example. And the U.S. says there are many other shared issues. Again, despite the strong criticism from Chirac over the war and that in the past, that very bitter disagreement, that should not define the future relationship between these two countries and these two men.